The Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 383. Wherewith shall we approach the Lord and bow before his throne? By trusting in his faithful word and pleading Christ alone. 383.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto him Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first and restoreth all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man, that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him, and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence, and passed through Galilee. And he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he saith unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. And we forbade him, because he followeth not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Let us pray. O most high, holy, almighty Lord God, three in one, one in three, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, yet just and right in all thy ways. Oh, how deep and vast are thy purposes in the dealings of men. It is in mankind where thou art shown and known, in the church where thou art revealed, with everlasting mercy and peace. O God, be merciful to us as we approach the majesty of heaven, the three in one and one in three. O Holy Father, all thou hast provided, O give us eyes to see and hearts of understanding to behold in the lattice of the gospel, O the fullness of the riches of grace toward us personally, in what thou hast provided in thine only begotten Son. And thou didst part with him from his place, although he is omnipresent, was omnipresent with thee, and still is, and is omnipresent in the world now. O yet, Lord, O he left his sacred throne, and in love, O to the church, thou didst cause the curse of the Lord to fall upon him. Lord, thou hast led poor sinners to him. Thy electing love has led poor sinners to him. And oh, we stand in awe if ever we have been brought to love him, desire him, worship him, bow to him, acknowledge him, embrace him, by grace, by the Holy Spirit's power, Jesus revealed to the soul as the one thing needful and the one, the husband of the church, or the one and only glorious help, a blessing, salvation, eternal life. O Lord Jesus, we come to thee. Oh, help us to understand that thou hast died, or that we might have this influence, this knowledge, this blessing, this great blessing of thy dying on us, given unto us, that our souls may weep in awe and wonderment, and thou hast risen. Lord, that we might be affected in the spirit forever, in the soul, brought nigh by thy shed blood, brought nigh by thy groans, and to know that thou hast risen. Oh, help us to worship thee. We come to thee this evening hour, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Oh, what a fullness! Who can begin to describe it, Lord? Oh, our soul, apprehends it somehow, beholds it, yet, longs for a stream. Oh, something of the fullness of righteousness, of peace, eternal life, full atonement, blotting out of the handwriting of ordinances against us, everything, every grace, every favour. O Lord, total conquest over all that opposes us within and without. O Lord Jesus, we come to thee. Undertake for us. Help us to worship thee this night. And in worshipping thee, we glorify the Father. We do indeed. Blessed Holy Ghost, be pleased to dwell in our hearts. It is but a miracle. It's a great mercy, an unctuous light to all that's right, a bar to all that's wrong. Oh, magnify thy work in us. Bring forth the blood of Jesus as our redemption, and work in us, and work it in us, and our sanctification. And bring forth the manna, the bread of heaven, and the water of life, that our souls may live. O Lord, Holy Spirit, how canst thou dwell here in our hearts? But it's the knowledge of sin, the law applied, and our consciences cast down ashamed, and poor and needy, yet Jesus is our living hope. We do worship the triune God. Help us this evening as we come to thy house. Firstly, as the hymn writer says, with my burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Dear Lord, do help us to confess. But we want activity. We don't want a dead confession. Lord, we need an exercise. We need that forsaking of all and following thee. Increase our faith. Help us, O Lamb of God. Help us. Lord, a little knowledge of thyself. Goes such a long way in the weaning from the world. Lord, it does indeed. We come to confess our sins. We have to say with David, and tenderness, knowledge of thy sufferings, against thee, the only. We might have sinned against our neighbour and loved ones and whoever else, but against thee, against thy mercy, against thy grace, against thee, the only, have I sinned. And David had to say, and done this evil in thy sight, and so forth. We would come and confess, but plead Jesus' blood. Lord, not glibly, not in theory, not through just handed down information. We need it, Lord. Are we brought to need thee? We need the washing. Bring us to the washing continually. So we come with confession of our sins. We desire to come with that measure of quietness and thanksgiving in our spirit for all thy tender mercies toward us, thy care, thy watchfulness, or for that living hope. But we come with prayer. Lord, we come asking for the blessing of eternal life in the Lamb of God. Oh, that Christ might be near. Oh, great God of heaven, bring forth the Son as the bread of life. Holy Spirit, bring him forth. Lord Jesus, be one in our midst, for thou art our salvation. It is personal. It is living upon thee. It is leaning on thee. It is speaking to thee. It is drawing on thee, on all thy finished work and all thy grace. Oh, do help us. We are poor and needy. Oh, how we come. Lord, oh, thou dost hide thy face often from thy people. We are brought low. Oh, I was brought low, but he helped me. Do help us then to worship thee this night, to make our request known. Remember this house of prayer. Bless the friends gathered, the church, the congregation, the deacons, the Sunday school. Remember them and supply all their need. Bless thy servants to come among them, to preach the gospel, and where there is the occasional reading service, do bless the word. Hear prayer at the prayer meetings. Oh, let thy spirit dwell in the midst of the brethren here. What we pray for this hill of Zion, we pray for Zion at large. Oh, Lord, do remember those that meet at prayer this night in Sussex. Be gracious. Dear Lord, do remember aged friends. Prepare them for the last step. Oh, Lord, eternity is so near and so little realized. Oh, Lord, make me ready. Oh, we have to leave other people in the end. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thine only plea? Lord, that is it. Oh, that is what our desire is. And we know it so, but give us the plea. Give us the pleading. Is he thy great forerunner there? Lord, are we following in the narrow way, or are we drifting? May we cleave to thee. Prepare us for the end of the journey. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. For those here have been in affliction, pain, suffering. And no doubt those that are here in affliction, pain, suffering. Remember one and another and grant those healing mercies according to thy will, that it may be for the furtherance of the gospel. Remember all in middle life to commit their way to thee, to cast their burden on thee. Remember young people going forth in life. Go before the young men and women. Open thy hand and provide for them in all things that they so need. Business, employment, godly partners, finance, homes, and blessings in thy house. Bring them to prayer, bring them to know thee at the throne of grace as the one thing needful. Bless the Sunday school in this place. Bless the children, the sweet babes. Remember widows, widowers, those who plough lonely for those in a lonely place, who feel thus pass them by. Oh, remember each in mercy. Do remember thy servants on the walls of Zion. Think of the one going to America next week. We think of those laid aside. We think of the bereaved church at Staplehurst. Remember the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies. Lord Jesus, come. Oh, make up the sorrows in Zion, the breaches in Zion, the sufferings and loss. God, be merciful to us in the churches. Oh, let thy work appear. Oh, reviving, oh, renewing, oh, must begin individually in our own souls. Dear Lord, remember all then, have a special case of need, difficulty, remember one and another. Have mercy on thy one church through the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Have mercy on this guilty land. Have mercy on England in these most solemn, calamitous, awful times. Or we pray, O Lord, appear for us in the nation. Touch our Queen, our royal house, lengthen out our Protestant heritage, religious civil liberties, freedom to worship. Bring us as a nation to repentance. Oh, we must acknowledge and thank thee and do gladly for all thy mercies, Lord. Oh, every help is a miracle. It is a great mercy. It's more than we deserve. We've been mindful. May we be humble before thee. We acknowledge the many mercies of our life. But all those spiritual mercies, oh, may we value them. May we be rightly found in the way, at the throne of grace, in Zion's doors, in the word of God so provided. Thou art the glory, the precious blood of sprinkling. Oh, we acknowledge many mercies, many, many mercies. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. O Holy Spirit, be due in our midst. Bring forth the manner of heaven. Great God, thou knowest how each have come here this night. Oh, thou knowest the burdens, the cares, the exercises, the prayers, the requests, the sorrows, the difficulties, the loneliness. Oh, thou knowest. We don't say it lightly. We would see Jesus. Oh, we need thee, Lord. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, help us to plead thy name before the throne. Anything we have omitted to ask, do make up in giving. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Oh, bless thy gospel. We bow before thee. Lord Jesus, come. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Send us not empty home. Oh, have mercy on us. Confirm us. Seal us. Not my will, but thine be done. Go before us. Oh, may we know that we are being led of thee in the right, the narrow way. Oh, have mercy on us. Assure us, Lord, that we are thine, and thou art with us still, and that we are being led of thee in the right way. We do pray. Oh, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, come. Amen.
Hymn 627. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. 627.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 17, and part of verse 20. I'll read the whole verse. Matthew 17, 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. He goes on to say, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 17, and verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. This word seemed to rest upon me this morning as we were stirring and so forth. And I really haven't anything else. It's I'm sure that everyone here is going to say, oh, that is a high text. That is a high text. Oh, that's far beyond me. Oh, that isn't come low enough. That doesn't come low enough for me. Friend, are you scorning the words of the Redeemer? The Word of God. There's reality in this text. There's reality. Who spoke? Not an ordinary man. Not the wisdom of this world. But reality. Blessing spoke. Mercy spoke. Grace spoke. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is true. It might seem a high text, but this was spoken to the disciples, his apostles, for he was answering them, for they were looking in themselves to cast out a devil. But before their eyes, this very truth, the principles of our text here, had been enacted before their very eyes. The man with the afflicted son, he'd had that little faith given him, which I will go through. The thing is, dear friends, that man had come to seek the Lord, and he wasn't there, he was up in the mountain. But he came to his disciples first and said, or asked them to cast out this devil. They were commissioned of Christ to cast out devils and heal the sick and so forth. And they could not. They could not. And Christ comes to them. You know, this is all appointed. Are things in your life appointed, or they just happen? If you're an heir of heaven, you can never be in a wrong place. You might be in a wrong spirit. You might be going in a wrong direction. But God is, although not the author of confusion, he allows mistakes. He watches over us. And thus far we go. But Have you a case? Are we coming to the Lord? And where is the work of the Spirit in our soul? To look to him and to be able to fall into his hand. Commit our way to him. You know, we often think about committing, we think of that word, commit your way unto the Lord. But you know, the psalmist goes on, trust also in him. Now there's a difference. That's a true committing. The outcome, the issue that is before you, will not the God of all the earth do right? He goes on to say, and he shall bring it to pass. The glory is the Lord's. He will work. He will work. How are we found when we read God's word? How are we found in our soul exercise, our soul position, if I can say that rightly, in all that we're in? Are we heavenward? Are you Christward? Are you falling into his hand? This man has come. He has come. The Lord says, bring him unto me. He says, a faithless generation. How long shall I bear with you? How shall long I be with you? Bring him unto me. Bring the matter to me. You know, we often think we bring the matter to him, don't we? But we've got our conditions, you know. There's a whole casting it on the Lord. And we don't often come there, do we? We come with our conditions. Bring him unto me. Bring the matter unto me. I want to speak of soul matters. I want to speak of our life, our unbelief, our sinnership, our heart wandering, our wilderness. Friend, often when we're caught out in a wrong direction, heart wandering, complacency, carnal mindedness, we're running away. Surely, is it wrong to go to the Lord with your sin? It's the only answer. With all your shame and confusion, friend, the worst thing is to run away. The right thing is to come to the Lord with it. If only we could. Friend, if only we could. But he's come. And he hasn't come, dear friends, in a wonderful way, has he? He's dragged himself along. And he has in him a heart of unbelief, a heart of impossibilities, the agony that this man must have felt. This was, I'm not going to say last chance. With the fictitious power of chance and fortune we defy, and so forth. But it seems as if nothing is done now, what can ever be done? If the Lord doesn't appear, what will you do? There's nothing we can do. And he comes to them, and straight away the Spirit tear this lad, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And the Lord asked his father the painful questions. Friends, we have to go through painful memories. And the Lord says, how long is it ago since this came into me? The Lord knew, you know. The Lord knows your case, but he'll bring it all out, you know. He'll have it up, painful things. Years of sorrow you have to bring out. They have to come out, you know, before the Lord. And he said, of a child. And oft times he'd cast him into the fire, into the waters. What a scene. Friend, have you finished up in fire? And have you finished up almost drowned out? Deep waters, raging torrents. I'm not exaggerating. I don't want to be too figurative. But you know, flood waters are very dangerous. And the floods of infidelity in our hearts the floods of unbelief. The floods of unbelief that bring forth a wrong mourning. Oh, that we could confess to the Lord. And the fire, burning, conscience burning, the trial of faith, those many things that our troubles, our afflictions, our burden have cast it into. He goes on to say, and what a pathetic cry. Friend, are you brought down as a child? Oh, friends, this is the bowels of God move to these tender, childlike, humble petitions. But if thou canst do anything, I'm giving it up to thee. He's got to give it up. He's got to give it over to the Lord. I brought him, but if thou canst do anything, he's not necessarily limiting God, but he doesn't deserve his mercy. Do you deserve the mercy? You wouldn't limit the Lord. We'd all say, well, we know, well, with God nothing shall be impossible. We know that, generally speaking. But is there anything too hard for the Lord? Well, we know there isn't anything too hard. But oh, my case, God's silence, the Lord's silence, he doesn't answer. He may not be silent to you personally in the ministry or in reading the word of God, but he's silent in certain matters. And what I mean is he's not answering. He's not bringing answers forth. And you go on crying and crying and crying. But oh, dear friends, here the man yields it over. We have to, at the end of all things, with our whole life, at the end of the journey, we have to yield everything up to the Lord. Everything. It will be one day. And oh, that we could now yield these burdens up to the Lord. Not my will. It's a hard thing to come to. It's not an easy thing to come to. Friend, when I say these things in public, my heart goes out. I don't know to any particular person from place to place and down in Sussex, but, you know, I know the feeling. It's almost, but, oh, isn't there going to be an answer? Will the Lord answer my... Not my will, but thine be done. The Lord to be first. To yield complete obedience to him. But you know the cry. Oh, friend, the bowels of God. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? Since I spake against him. Do you know anything about that? God says, since I spake against him. And you've known it. He has. I do earnestly remember him still. You know, there is a covenant. There is a covenant. And love sealed that covenant. Love gave the covenant. And the two participators in the covenant, Father and Son, in that covenant of grace, his people represented in his Son. Glorious truth. Love. Love sealed it. Love will fulfill it. If thou canst do anything, have compassion upon us and help us. What can the Lord do? What will thou that I should do unto thee? That I might be clean. That I might have my sight. Faith. The sight of faith. That I might have my sins put away. A new heart. Renew me. Revive me. Lord, help me. Lord, this burden. This great impossible sorrow. If thou canst do anything. Oh, friend. What is the Lord's will? If thou canst do anything, have compassion Oh, this speaks, dear friend, of the love of Christ, the love of God the Father, the love of the Holy Ghost. His compassions fail not. Beloved friends, he is speaking to the one who is yet to die, yet to die, yet to suffer, yet to be brought to naught, yet to know what it is to have the hiding and the shutting out of his Father from his blessed holy soul. Who can begin to understand the cup that he began to drink? If you're a living soul, I plead with you, I exhort you, do not shy. Some say, oh, this is too sacred for me. Friend, you don't know what you're saying. What awful ignorance. Oh, we cannot presume in Christ's sufferings, but ask they may be made precious to your soul. Because there is deliverance. There you have your high priest being made like unto you, unto his church. Oh, Christ made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. How can God's compassion be moved toward you, a sinner, except Jesus sacrificed his glorious perfections brought forth to the soul? Brought forth to the soul. Brought forth, made precious to my heart. We could have no hope. He went to the end of the law for righteousness. Compassion. Christ's compassion. Friend, to forgive. He knew the judgment against sin to the bitter end and yielded up the ghost. He was in a worse case than his people's case, if I may say that, because he bore all the curse of the church. We bear our own shame and sorrow. What end did he go to? Friend, he had to give up all and die. He had to yield up his own life also and die. We can't enter into it properly, but all we desire to be affected by its grace, by its love, by its compassion. If thou canst do anything, have compassion. Have compassion. Lord, remember thy travail. O Lord, surely thou knowest thy people's cases. Thou hast suffered for thy people to bring forth a righteousness. Surely he understands. Surely he must know. Have compassion upon us and help us if thou canst do anything. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Friend, this blessed language, oh, it will find you in your low place, you know. Friend, we have to go into these low places to find the beauty of the Lord, the love of Christ, the love of God the Father. Jesus said unto him, now, I did say at the beginning, I don't want us to lose sight of it. You know, our text is being enacted out already. But the disciples are bystanders. I believe they were looking within themselves to do something. But the glory was going to be God's. And this is being enacted. This faith is a grain of mustard seed. The man's not doing anything, is he? He's not doing anything. The man can't do anything at all. And nor can you. And nor can I. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the man cries out, here is the faith as a grain of mustard seed. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears. What anguish, what trembling, What an exercise. What a burden. Friends, you know, I believe, I don't know what to say here. I don't want to say anything wrong, anything untoward, to discourage anyone. But do you weep at the throne of grace? Or are you hard? Do you weep? I'm not just saying emotion. Do you shed tears like a child pleading for help privately? Don't be embarrassed. Jesus wept bitterly. Jesus in sorrow. Jesus on the cross crying. And we read concerning that childlike spirit receiving the kingdom of heaven as a child and so forth. Says, with tears, Lord, I believe. What a mixture. In the midst of a body of sin and death, in the midst of a depraved nature that rejects God, in the midst of complete unbelief, he says, with tears, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Faith as a grain of mustard seed. Do you know, dear friends, mustard seed grows, you know. The Lord Jesus spoke in the parable. I know we get to those places where we think we're never more than a grain of mustard seed. Friend, I feel I've got less faith now than I had years ago. If you understand what I mean, perhaps you don't, perhaps I shouldn't speak like that, but I am speaking before the Lord. I don't know, I seem to have more faith years ago than I got now. Far more tried now than ever was. You know, there's something that grows. The need of the Lord Jesus grows. And that only grows through living faith and through the Spirit. A mustard seed grows, and faith will increase, but it increases as the burdens increase. Friend, it doesn't grow on its own. It's not an increase in religion. It's an increase in need. Faith increases as the burden increases for the Lord to appear. And I believe this is a description of living faith as a grain of mustard seed. Lord, I believe, help them and unbelief. Tell me, friend, you might have been away a few years. This prayer still means something, doesn't it? It still means everything, doesn't it? When we're in our right mind, in a right frame, when we're not carried away with our importance. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Well, the Lord saw the people running together and he rebuked the fellow. What compassion. Friend, why should this man have mercy made known to him? Why do I say that? Because you can look at these characters in the Word of God and say, well, perhaps there was something good in them. Perhaps there was something special about them. No. He came to the Lord. It's going to Christ. It's coming to the Lord Jesus as led and by the Spirit. Friend, the point is we only go to him as he is made suitable and attractive for us and approachable through the Spirit, through grace. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up and he arose. I want to come back to our text. I haven't got time to go right through it, but just a few points. This mountain. Perhaps the Lord Jesus was pointing to the Mount of Transfiguration where he had been, because he had just come down from the mountain. Well, that is immaterial, really, But there was the mountain before them. And no doubt he said, well, this mountain, if you have faith as a grain of mustard, he said, to this mountain, be removed into yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. You know, friends, the poor disciples, I wonder if they could hardly bear some of the language of Christ. But what are our mountains? What's this mountain tonight? What do we talk about? Friend, there are the soul mountains, the breath of life, soon to be one day taken from us, the mountains of impossibility. When will I be more spiritually minded? When will I live closer to the Lord? Will my sins ever be, will I ever really feel my sins put away forever, forever? We may have had a hope, but will I be really favoured in soul? Will I have full assurance of faith? Mountains, I've got to die. How can I die without knowing my sins forgiven? Dear friends, in all these things I'm saying, Christ is the answer. Jesus is the answer. But who can have him revealed to him? We've no power. We've no power. For the Lamb of God is the answer to all your mountains. And it is he does it. See, there was the man with the mountain before him, his child. What an impossibility. But see, that faith of grain of mustard seed, he went to the Lamb of God, he went to the Lord Jesus Christ, and there the mountain was removed, the impossibility was removed. It's coming to him. There are pathway mountains, there are business trials. Family trials can be very painful. Those trials don't go away as we get older, you know. As families, they get more heavy. And pathway trials. And maybe church trials, but personal trials. Personal exercise. Is my exercise right? Why should the Lord answer me? Why should he provide for me? Why should he open that door? Friend, we've got no right, have we? To go to the Lord. The Lord speaks much against earthly inheritance, about dividing inheritance and so forth, you know, because we're covetous. But did not Paul say, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ? See, there the apostle points out the place of your need, supplied by the Lord Jesus. Oh, friend, is he first? And you struggle on, you think, but he never will be first. I've tried to put him first, but I can't make him first. I've got this wandering, I've got my heart over there, and this, that. I never get an answer to prayer. Friend, keep pushing. Press toward him. Press toward him. But you know, in this account, the man had gone with his burden, with his mountain. Oh, but if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Beloved friends, faith in whom? The disciples, I'm sure you know, were looking within a little bit, faith within, to see what they could do. No doubt they were saying to themselves, well, the Lord has given us this power, and, well, I have to leave it because I don't really know what took place. But I know what takes place in my heart sometimes. Oh, to fall down at Jesus' feet. You know, we do live in sad times. I don't want to rattle on about Zion. I know many do, and I don't think it's all that profitable, to be honest with you. But we do live in sad times. I would make the passing comment. And the sad times I find is, there is not the nearness, not the falling on the Lord depends. I'm speaking against myself here. We don't yield enough up to him. We don't yield our life up enough to him. And I believe we will have answers. But you know, you're a favoured soul if you're able to. But I guess he's brought you through much tribulation to do it, hasn't he? You wouldn't have done it. We're brought to yield our life up to him. We're brought down to do it. You know, and what a mercy it is. But I want to come, dear friends, to some of these mountains. The mountains of guilt. I warn you, by wishful thinking will not take away a guilty conscience. And it's the spirit that gives the guilty conscience. To have a dead heart is a very solemn thing, a frightening thing. Friend, you're far better off feeling yourself ashamed and guilty before the Lord than being trying to conjure up a bit of faith. Or confess, if we confess our sins, if we do it with tears, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Faithful and just. That justification of forgiving, the justifying of the soul is through the Lord's sacrifice. He gives it, and it is as Christ is made precious to the soul, and the Lord blesses and turns and sends the living streams into the soul. Oh, my guilt, my guilt. Well, here we have a very heavy matter. My sins. Friend, it is not just sins past, is it? It's sins present. Our nature's always going in the wrong direction, always looking in the wrong way. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. This mountain. Oh, Lord Jesus, thou art able to overcome. Thou art able to visit my soul. Thou art able to wash away this sin. I come to thee, O Lord. And I love that man's prayer, you know, with tears. Friend, you'll have some tears. Lord, I believe. Lord, I know thou hast spoken to my heart, but oh, how useless and how worthless I've been. Canst thou still fulfil thy promise despite all my sins? Oh, for the blood of sprinkling. Lord Jesus, oh, do you pray, friend? Do you pray? Look, pray for Jesus. A little glimpse in the lattice of the gospel of him suffering on the cursed tree. Pray for it. Pray for it, friend. Pray for it. There's the answer. There's your answer. There's the guilt to be. There's the guilt to be removed. There's the sin to be removed. For Lord, a dear friend, Jesus won't reveal himself without a blessing, you know. When Christ reveals himself, there's a blessing. Pray for it. Pray for it. Yes, he might speak. He might be made precious with a sense of nearness. He might be made precious in the lattice of the gospel. But oh, there my sins were washed away. Pray for it. Friend, you might have been in a well a long time and not had it. Keep praying for it. There's the mountain of guilt before I die. The guilt before I die. Friend, can I come to the end of the journey with guilt? Lord, help me. What a helpless cry, isn't it? I preached from that Lord's Day, and I think you had the same sermon, I believe. Lord's Day evening, I preached from it. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But you think of his silence. And you think of the words that he spake against her. In her presence. And it was all true. It was all true. The Lord deals with us faithfully. Friend, and if you're a seeking soul, he's dealing faithfully with you. Mercifully with you, I would add. Not as an addition, but faithfulness and mercifulness are with him. And truth and equity and justice. Oh, that guilt. That shame, that sin, that mountain, put away in Christ. The law answered, my sins atoned for, answered for. Lord, bring this near. Oh, do bring this near. If you have faith as a grain of mustard. Oh, how small it is. You know, but I must insist on this. The mustard seed grows. It's the preciousness of Christ that grows. You won't feel your faith expanding, but faith will increase as Christ is made more precious. That's faith increasing. There's one thing you can say, can't you? You need him more than ever, and you desire him more than ever, and you love him more than ever. But oh, you've got more worthless than ever. You've got more sinful than ever. You've got more depraved than ever. But he's more precious, more precious. Cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Not to be seen. How can God do this? He beholds the finished work, the completion, the completed work of his Son. And may he lead, may God the Father, in his grace, lead you to this complete work, this complete fullness. A real hiding place, a real rock. Christ is a hiding place. His atonement is a hiding place. A real salvation, a real safety, and a real peace. May we be led to the Lamb of God for these great mountains of debt. Debt, friends, debt, debt. Oh, the living, we can't be sentimental. We want the living waters, and you can't rest till you have them. Well, there are many other mountains, aren't there? Mountains of exercise. Well, there could be a multitude of things in the church of God, burdens in the church of God, impossibilities to be performed. The Lord can do it. Can you go to him? Can you go to him and commit it unto him for him to bring to pass? Can you do it? Friend, can you leave it with him? Can you cast your care on him in the church, in Zion? And I'm going to expand it, friend, to our own pathway. Certainly. You know, we're acquainted every day with our trials, aren't we? Business matters. That phone call. Friend, what a nuisance it was. You made a wrong decision. What trouble it's brought. What trouble it's brought. Look at family, all intermingled with it. Then there's the family burdens, the family trials, the losses. There's even loneliness. Who to go to? Oh, friend, loneliness, it seems to strike me. I believe every soul, living soul, is a lonely soul, but some walk a lonely path as well. Oh, if only you could feel the Lord nigh. You may have had him nigh, but you can't keep him nigh. What a mountain you face. Faith as a grain of mustard seed. You know, why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest of Israel, my way is hid from the Lord. You think it's so, don't you? You feel it's hidden from him. He can't see. He's not doing anything. And my judgment passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord. That's completely gone from me. The Lord, the creator of, yes, the creator of the ends of the earth. He's put you there. Fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. What a good word that's been to me. There's no searching of his understanding. Friend, we know not the end of issues. It's hidden from us, but the Lord knows. Go to him. He's a merciful, gracious, kind God in providence. Friends, he is. He giveth power to the faint. Friend, your weak faith. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Do you know, I love that word. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Friends, a poor man's cry is a poor cry. There's not much in it, is there? But it's looking to Jesus. It's Jesus, help me. It's going to the Lord is the glory, dear friend, of the gospel. It's being drawn to him. We've got no power to go. I just quoted my dear friend's house. That blessed word's been a good word to me. All that the Father giveth me. Oh, what a tremendous word. Sovereign election. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Are you one of those? And he that cometh to me will in no wise cast out. You won't be sent empty away. You'll have the blessing. That's what it means. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Commit thy way, friend. Trust also in him. Lord, increase my faith as a grain of mustard seed. This mountain, be removed from my mind, the unbelief from my mind, the burden of it, Lord. I cast my care on thee. Beloved friend, is eternity in view? A God of eternity. A Christ of eternity. Our account is when he was on earth. Look at the grace of his condescension. An omnipresent, omniscient God. But he's a God of eternity. And here, friend, the Lord's work from beginning to end is preparing us to be with him forever. So all those providential things are the things that work together for our good, to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All things. And my God, but my God shall supply all your need in this pathway. I will bless you. In blessing I will bless thee. The mountain of unbelief, the mountain of fear. Who can remove this unbelief, this fear? One of my grandmothers used to say, you know, it's a wrong thing to ask the Lord for something and then say, oh dear, he'll never supply it. I know that sounds easy. She didn't mean it easily, but it is true, isn't it? Friend, if we commit it to him, we leave it with him. We don't forget it. We plead with him. Plead with him in the pathway. Friend, our unbelief, our fear, faith is a grain of mustard seed. Can it overcome it? How is it overcome? That I might know him. Oh, I might see his good hand. I may know his love. I may know his compassion. I may know his watchfulness. I may know his care. Friend, have you witnessed some of it in answers to prayer? And oh dear, we get so ashamed. It seems to have had so little effect upon us, doesn't it? We rejoiced in that hour. We gave him thanks. But you move on a few years and it's all forgotten, isn't it? But he soon brings us back. Faith is a grain of mustard seed. But it will grow. The preciousness of Christ will grow. Oh, that you might know him. Friend, as a merciful supplier of all your need. Go and tell him. Pour out your soul before him. Lord, help me. Oh, this great matter, this great sorrow of heart. Oh, dear friend, can you... we can't give ourselves to the Lord, I know, but... Can you yield your life up to him? Ask him that he will let you do it. He will draw you to do it. You will lay your care on him and wait for the answer. Oh, but it really is so, friends, a desire to know him first. So vital for answers to prayer. Not just to know him to get the answers, but that he might be my Lord and my God. Friend, is he really your Lord and God this night? Is he really? Can you fall down before him and commit it all to him? Oh, for faith as a grain of mustard seed. To say to this mountain, look, the man did it. Did he do anything? Did he touch his son? Friend, he carried him about everywhere. And he rather grew worse. He went to the Lord. And Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Friend, that brought him very low, didn't it? Call that searched his heart out. And it searches ours out. And there we discover our unbelief. But that's grace working. That was grace working in that man for the blessing. You shall say to this mountain, be removed into yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. That last clause, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Friend, you've got an enemy, you know, and he sows things in the soil. He sows complacency. He sows imagination and vivid imagination. What an enemy! Go to the Lord over your enemy. The adversary of the brethren. The accuser of the brethren. He traps you and then accuses you. Go to him. Go to the Lord. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. When the Lord is made precious, that is. When Jesus is near. And in conclusion, my thoughts run this. Ask that you might have the Lord with you and come to you and bless you. So vital. You will have your answers. When Jesus comes, he brings everything with him. When he goes, he takes it all away. It's true, isn't it? When he hides his face, you've got nothing left. Got absolutely nothing left. But when he comes, you've got everything. You've got everything. All is yours. All is yours. Ye are God's. But he goes on to say, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. I must close. The fasting, dear friends, is that supplication, that wrestling prayer, that exercise. Can I put it like this? When we fast with food, I'm not saying you should do that. You'd be a fool to do it. It doesn't mean fasting from food. It means laying aside every weight. Put those things away, friend. Put them away. Put some of your things away and pray over it and throw them out if necessary. Fasting. Jesus only. Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, friend, may Jesus become more precious, more needful, more valued, more known. That's faith growing. More precious. You shall say unto this mountain, oh, what mountains, what heavy weights, what burdens, what cares. Remove hence to yonder place, it shall remove. That unbelief, that fear, that sin, that guilt, that sorrow, that difficulty. And it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. He will answer your prayers. He will bless. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and casting those inconvenient things to one side, Jesus only.
God willing, Mr. Jonathan Buss is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Wheatley next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? 1095.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each now, forever. Amen.